So you're driving along peacefully, and then it happens.
You've driven on 295 and 95, you know what it's like.
Chris Smith is store manager at Serenity Tires in Mechanicsville.
You know, when somebody hits a pothole and they hit it hard enough to break a wheel, bend a wheel, or crack a wheel, then chances are they've hit it hard enough to knock the steering out, whether it be the alignment toe, something like that. And sometimes they can actually break a tie rod or bust a bushing or something like that, you know. Just depends on the severity of the impact.
Nationwide, one estimate is that potholes will cost drivers $6.4 billion before this winter is over.
Serious potholes out there, but most of the time they hit them at a high rate of speed.
Brent Gillen at Firestone on Midlothian.
Cause the wheel to actually become egg-shaped, and at that point they'll never be able to be trued out to where they'll balance out again.
Potholes and bent rims have been a problem for years, but many of today's cars are sporting big new wheels.
So the cars that used to come with the 15-inch wheels on it, now some of them have 18, 19, and 20s on it. When it compresses, it doesn't have to travel that far before it makes contact with the wheel itself.
And they cost.
It's astronomical. If you have to go through the dealer, if it's a new vehicle, some of them can run $700, $800 a wheel.
But even if you're running old steel rims, you're still vulnerable.
We had one just last week.
Ricky Bond at Meadow Bridge Auto.
An elderly lady came in, hit a pothole and bent her wheel up pretty good and damaged her tires.
Our guys are out there.
Butch Siri at VDOT.
We are going to have to stop traffic.
He says they encourage you to call them and report any problems you may see.
It helps us a lot if we have a specific location where the potholes are.
Ironically, this may be the worst time of all.
As much as we love the warm weather that causes our pavements to break up.
You can't miss them all.
Doesn't take much to bust them out.
Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.